silly ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
There's a light that shines and my heart opens wide, and I'll follow its path. It'll be my eternal guide. As my fears subside, I'll be standing by your side. Have hope, my friend, you'll never be poor again. It's about sharing and caring, it's about giving a little love. It'll be a mercy and a blessing to see a child with a smile, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to care. It's about helping and loving, it's about feeling their pain, it's about a prayer and a calling to keep what you have by giving it away, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to care, yeah, yeah. There's a rising star reflecting in her eyes. There's a glimmer of hope flickering in her mind. You'll never walk alone with golden empty hands. There's a shimmering glow from bed.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about keeping our surroundings clean. Now, butterflies, our surroundings is any place that we live in or any place that we spend time in. This place is like our home, our school, our madrasa, all those places like the masjids, the parks, and the places around our home. Islam teaches us to keep our surroundings clean. We must remember that keeping our bodies clean and keeping our clothing clean isn't enough. Also, we need to keep the place that we live in clean. We learned that Allah loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. So Muslims make sure they don't litter, they don't dirty their masjid, their school, their home, their parks. Did you know, butterflies, Allah will reward us for cleaning our surroundings. Dirt and filth causes germs and sickness. It doesn't only harm us as human beings, but did you know, it harms the animals, the plants, and it dirties our water. There's a few things we must remember. We must throw all our litter in a dustbin and not on the floor. If we see something messed, we should clean it. Is there dust or dirt on the floor? Why not help mummy and sweep it up? Have you seen a paper laying around? Pick it up and throw it in the dustbin. Have you seen some food crumbs in a corner? Pick it up and go and give it to a bird. Or if the bird can't have it, put it aside so no one stands on it and makes even more of a mess. Never throw your dirt or your rubbish into a river or dam, because this will pollute the water. And lots of animals and fish and even birds rely on that water. Let's think of something close to us. What about our rooms? Are our rooms clean and tidy? Or is it upside down with our toys laying everywhere, our bed unmade, dust and dirt in all the corners? Our home needs to be clean and tidy all the time. Your room needs to be clean and tidy. Your books, like your school stuff, needs to be put away in one corner. Your toys need to be packed away too. Your clothing needs to be separated. Clean clothing packed away, and dirty clothing in the laundry basket. The masjid we go to needs to be clean as well. If you see dirt, pick it up. Allah will reward you for it. Don't worry if people are looking at you or staring, because remember, they may see you doing it and they'll learn from your example. Is there dirt around the rubbish bin that hasn't been put in? You can do it, but remember to wash your hands afterwards so that you don't spread the germs. Your classroom, is it clean and neat and tidy, or are there papers laying all around? Did your friend sharpen their pencil and throw the dirt on the floor? I hope not, inshallah. But if they did, help them by picking it up, taking it and throwing it in the dustbin. By seeing you keeping everything clean and tidy, your friends, your classmates, and those around you will follow. What about the toilet? When you went in, was it clean or was it untidy? If you see water on the toilet seat, you can wipe it up and then flush the toilet and keep it clean. If it's clean before you came, make sure it's clean when you leave. If it wasn't clean, try and keep it clean so that the next person can get it clean. If you see paper or dirt around you, pick it up and get rid of it. Because we are careful little Muslims. Litter causes harm to our surroundings. We are careful little Muslims and we remember that the fish in the dams are dying. We are careful little Muslims. We make sure our room needs tidying. The toilets need flushing. The masjids need cleaning. We are careful little Muslims. And because of that, Allah will reward us for caring.
Baba telephone.
Ulumuhon.
Ya Baba telephone.
Ulumuhon.
Baba bi ulla huwe muhon. La 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 la. Baba telephone.
Ulumuhon.
Ya Baba telephone.
Ulumuhon.
Baba bi ulla huwe muhon. La 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 عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه مو قلت لي يا بابا انه الكذب حرام وانه اللي بيكذب يا بابا الله بيزعل منه عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون
يا بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون
بابا بيقول لك هو مو هون لا 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 لا.
My butterflies, let's read a story. And this one is all about a village and three best friends. There was once a village. There were three best friends that lived in that village. Muhammad, Sipo, and a boy by the name of Arjun. Now they studied in the same school, and even though they weren't Muslim, the three of them were good in their studies, and they all had good morals and good habits. They all liked the school they were in. It was a place where they all met. They never missed school, and their village was very beautiful. Many tourists visited this place too. Now one day Arjun didn't come to school for 5 days. Muhammad and Sipo were very worried and they decided to visit him. They were shocked to see the place where he lived. It was dirty. There was water that was dirty on the side of the road. The mosquitoes were breeding too. Waste and dirt was thrown all around. Now when they reached Arjun's house, they saw that he was down with high fever. His mummy had told them that he had something called malaria. She was crying a lot. Arjun looked very pale and very tired, and he could hardly talk. "Now, my butterflies, malaria is a disease that's spread by mosquitoes. It affects the liver and the blood cells too." His father told them that because of the unhealthy living conditions, few tourists visited that place anymore. The next day, the boys told the class about Arjun and the way that he lived. Together, they decided to do something for their friend. So they decided the best thing they could do was help clean the place at the weekend. So the students gathered in the street at the weekend in small little groups and started cleaning. They swept the roads, they collected the waste, they threw it in the dustbin. They also cleared the dirty water. That way, the mosquitoes got less. They carried on cleaning every week. Now this was an eye-opener for the people staying around, and slowly they all started cleaning. They were all happy because their place was now neat and tidy and not dirty and infested with mosquitoes. People wanted to clean their streets too, so small groups formed and more places were cleaned. Very few people fell sick after that. And because the village was so neat and clean, tourists started visiting like before. The principal appreciated the children's efforts so much that he called them out in assembly and thanked them. Everyone was so happy. Everyone was so proud. Arjun got better, and over time he too started helping to clean the neighborhood. Tourists started visiting and the people were so happy. Everyone could see that this place was clean, neat, and tidy. You see, butterflies, if we want our homes to be clean, our clothes to be clean, our cities and towns to be clean, and our country too, the first thing we should do is start at home. If we keep our home and surroundings clean, inshallah, everything after that will follow. Let's go for a quick break.
Allah, Allah, you are my all, you are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my love. All praises due to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm calling your name. Allah, I call you, I need you. Allahu Akbar. Allah, your mercy is great. Oh, Allah, Allah, I sit and pray. You hear my call. Please send your guidance on to me. Allah, Allah, don't let me stray. Please guide my way onto the path of my being. Allah,
my butterflies, next up after our program is our favorite program, Mind, Body and Child. Brother Ijaz, what do you have lined up for us today?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khair for this, Sister Samira. We are going to be focusing on the disease of lifestyle, that is focusing on diabetes, and also that is after the workout. Also then we'll be speaking to Life Coach Sumia Kuvadia. The topic today is impulsivity. So it's impulsiveness. Basically, what is it that you buy or do without thinking about cost, or, you know, what could happen from doing so. So you can share those with us. What are things that you buy or do without even thinking about cost or anything? You know, so let us know. You can do so. SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548. Or you can call during the show and, you know, interact with us during the program. Jazakallah khair for that.
Ameen. And we'll definitely be listening, and we hope the mummies and daddies will be listening too. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, Ila Lika, Ma'asalam.
Exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.